Park. When I learned more about the jhanas, they seemed very foundational, very important to the practice, but yet it seems like Ajahn Chah was reluctant to talk about it. Is that a view that was pervasive amongst other Kumbha Ajahn?
Well, I mean, there's one of the reasons is the amount of desire that is stimulated in terms of, you know, because you hear about it, man, I got to get those jhanas, you know. You know, so that there's an inherent problem, not with the jhana itself, but with the projection and the desire that the mind comes up with. So that and they're subtle states of consciousness, so that and they're not accessible to everybody, or they're not easy for everybody.
So if they're not accessible to everybody, I mean, I understand that, but you can still get far down the path without them.
Yeah, and I think it's also putting it in a, because sometimes when you approach it with desire, then it makes it even further away. So that you want to put it in a, you know, approach it in a way that you're optimizing your possibilities, or your, you know, you're optimizing your.
We're not all equal, so it makes sense that there's a whole range of what we're capable of achieving.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's you know, the other, you know, side of the coin is, of course, that whenever the Buddha defined right concentration in the Eightfold Path, it's always defined by the four jhanas. So it's not a small thing. But I think there's a tendency to as I said, just in the human mind. And say, like Ajahn Jeff's teacher didn't talk about it that much. Ajahn Chah didn't talk about it. It's not that he didn't encourage the development of that, or that he himself didn't practice them. But it's a lot of it is how we conceive of it in our own mind, and how the sense of self gets entangled in it. That's kind of the problem.